Lindsay Sessions Studios presents the Anthony Lindsay Sessions Podcast with your host, Anthony Lindsay.
That's right, friends. Yes, I'm back.
And better than ever.
Ahoy, everybody. My disciples of mayhem. This is the intro for the Anthony Lindsay Sessions Podcast number 95. I haven't podcasted in a while. It's been a crazy end of the year. The last podcast was a little too, I wouldn't say positive, but I was a little above the clouds. I was enjoying a new job, had my head above the clouds, sort of with a false realism about, or maybe I was being unrealistic about the job. And I liked it. It was on a delivery to Tahoe with a company car, and it was snowing, and I was just in a good mood. And it was the first time I wasn't struggling in a long time, so I might leave it up, but I have to make room because I can only afford the free version of Podomatic right now. So I might have to make room and take that one down. So enjoy this one. Podcast session number 95 on the Anthony Lindsay Sessions Podcast. Coming to a pair of earbuds near you. I'm in a much better place, and I hope you enjoyed this positive, realistic podcast. Hope your Thanksgiving was awesome. Mine was great. I got to hang with my brother and my nephew and my sister, and it was just an awesome time. I ate a lot, watched some football, and it was just nice to talk to my brother. One night we even watched like three movies in a row, me and Elvis, and it was just it was pretty beautiful. And he's in a good spot, and I'm glad he's part of my life. And I love you, brother. Enjoy. I'm making plans to see you soon. So I'm going to be heading up to Reno, hopefully soon, when it's not 14 degrees at night and 32 in the day. So as soon as there's a break in the weather, I'll be seeing you. So see your family. Enjoy your holidays. Hope you had a good Thanksgiving, and have a Merry Christmas. Enjoy the end of the year, two-year anniversary of my attack, and the upcoming Excitement About 2016 podcast. Enjoy. Keep moving.
We'll bring Anthony in.
Ahoy. December 6th, 2015. Disciples of Mayhem, ahoy. Keep moving, my people. I know it's been a while. It's been a few months, and I've been through some shit, but I'm currently enjoying a sudden vacation. I was laid off, but I knew it was coming. So I saved, and I saved, and I paid bills a few months in advance. So when it happened, I immediately signed up for Uber so I could kind of rest and get through the weekend. I haven't had to start yet. I'm going to relax and live small and really figure out my next move. I've been stressed for years, you know, since my divorce and struggles and the dying fiancé. This is the first time or chance I've gotten to breathe and actually control my next move. I have awesome credit and no debt, so I can entertain some ideas and possible avenues of direction without, you know, without making any hasty decisions. And, you know, it's funny, looking back and reflecting, there have been so many times in my life where I've been sort of blinded by full-time sort of pressures and, like, time seems to be flying by. And then suddenly I'll have a time where I don't have to work for a few months. And, you know, it makes me realize that, you know, time is slowing down and I get to kind of think about things and be my own person. And suddenly I recently stumbled into a month between jobs. And when this happens, you have to lay low. Because, well, A, you only have a fixed budget and you can't party with many friends and, you know, blow possible extra month of funds. You know, you gotta keep your bills paid and still be happy and alone. So you can't really go out and do a lot of stuff. So, you know, don't spend money. And life is hard. B, life is hard, and it's hard to plan this. Like, the sudden time you get is, it happens when you'd least expect it. You might be able to see it coming, but others might resent your sudden vacation, so keep it close to the vests. And C, life costs money. Only drive the car for selling stuff or for money or for an interview. But the car, you got the car for work and for earning money. So visit family, because you can sit and visit for just gas money, and the car is, you know, suddenly worth it. And don't flaunt your time, because there are time burglars out there that will waste your sudden vacation. So stay home. You know, clean the flat while listening to podcasts or books. Eat what's in the fridge. Create a home theater and catch up on sewing. I got 3 new shirts and 2 pairs of pants while watching Nova and sewing my pile of unwearables because they had, you know, threads coming loose, buttons missing. I hemmed a pair of pants. So take this limited fleeting time to get to know yourself without distraction. Take a day to watch comedy. Go on a road trip to see a brother. Post vague details on Facebook, but keep your mystique. Don't let on that your life is awesome and you are on vacation and enjoying not working for a month or so. They don't want to hear about it. They'll just warn you about their societal fears. But you have it figured out, so don't attract negativity. Keep this sweet time to yourself. Have fun. You know, do things that don't cost money. Go out. I joined a golf course in November, and I drank beers at noon, hitting balls. You know, take time detailing the car that you love, that you got, that makes you feel strong and like a man. You know, invent the next big thing. Hike that trail you always drive past. You know, dating is expensive, and no chick wants to date a jobless guy. So don't date. Save that money. I hope this helps the kids out there. So, pardon my excitement, but I just watched the Jam documentary last weekend with friends. My favorite lyric is, what you give is what you get, and life is a drink and you get drunk when you're young. If you have a friend with Showtime, watch that Jam documentary, because it caused me to revert to my second modelhood. Pardon the fashion show, but I just had to. I got out some suits, shaved, put on some eyeliner. I love that I was a part of that time in America when not a lot of people did know who the Jam were, but I love having been then a mod and evolving as a man with mod influences. The youthful energy has always been a part of my friends, and my attraction to the Jam. So long live the Mod Father, the Jam, Style Council, Paul Weller. Give a listen. I do apologize that I... Sorry, I'm having my Pete's coffee I just brewed. Major Dickinson. Okay. But I've been trying to maintain my mystique, so juggling a podcast and having a need for mystique, this can be a pickle. But here's hoping I can see it through. I was depressed largely, in part, to losing my mystique. I still post on Facebook, but only positive, good-time Tony stuff. I got back my mystique, and I feel better. I stopped digging on Facebook, and I don't miss it. I've always staged myself for the world, like an actor in a dressing room. I got lost in social media and exposed way too much to everybody. I'm happiest maintaining a bit of mystique. So if I keep some things or details out and I play it close to the vest, it's for the best. So don't worry. I'm doing just fine. And now, if I click on the feed and I find myself digging, I stop, allow myself to like 2 posts, and I close the Facebook app. But now it's rare that I even have to do that. I still love Facebook, but I was abusing it. And I was too new to it and to really see any problem I'd have with it. After posting some real personal struggles, I found it really hard to shake the image in real life. Fellow man and what felt like all women started to see me or treat me as a kid or a struggling man. But now I'm mysterious. I'm doing well. I'm feeling like me old self again and a man again. I'm currently surviving on my own and having the time of my life. I'm loving being alone, hanging out with friends and enjoying every day. I got to help Todd on the farm for a couple days and really hang out. It was fun to give each other shit and work on a project with a childhood friend. I've seen him a lot since the layoff, and it really helps me. Seeing my family and my close friends from childhood, it's really helping me kind of remember who I am and sort of, you know, what I've grown to be. So let's catch up. Oh, 2015. It's been a good year. In review, December 4th was 2 days ago, so that's the 2-year anniversary since my attack. I have put some distance from me in that incident, and have a car now, and I'm much wiser, so. Let's see, so last Christmas, end of last year, snowboarding with my brother. It was great having that time off from Apple, but they were paying me so little that time off cost me a couple of months of catching up financially. But family helped, and friends, and helped, you know. I struggled at the Apple part-time gig until Kiva. I was working 2 part-time jobs around April, 7 days a week for a couple of months. That 2 part-time jobs was hard, but I was working for a goal. I had like a year plan that I was trying to do. So I had those 2 part-time jobs. Then at one job, the opportunity of full-time came on. So I left Apple on great terms. And this full-time job was step 1 of my plan. My simple plan to get out of tax debt and all my financial turmoil. And being alone with a tiny budget, strict tiny budget, allows me to get ahead fast. So I left Apple on awesome terms. And then I was now in May working full-time with weekends off, which was what I wanted from Apple. I wanted full-time with weekends off, and that's something they couldn't really give me. So I'm now working a full-time job with overtime, plenty of overtime, and weekends off. And scrimping, I was able to complete my one-year bill payoff plan in 90 days, people. Try it. Think of a one-year plan, right? Now, think about how to complete that plan in 90 days. Any plan. It's fun for a mental exercise, and if you can do it, you feel like you can do anything. So having done that, I got out of tax debt, paid my credit card off, and paid all my bills, like a month in advance. So having done that, and saved a penny or two, I realized the job was turning sour. And when this happens, and you've worked for nearly 30 years, and you can see it coming, you have to ask yourself, you know, how long can I actually last here now? So I scrimped, got as much overtime as I could, saved and saved until they laid me off. Which, let me tell you, on the day it happened, I was kind of ready to quit. But I just bit my tongue, let them lay me off, and then, you know, so I have a little cushion. So I could see it coming, and I let it happen, so fuck them. Now I'm free, spending a month reflecting, as I set my sights on an Apple corporate position, maybe. And don't get me wrong, I left my former job on good position, you know. I say fuck them jokingly, but, you know, I left them on good terms, shaking hands as I left, you know, almost hugging. But, you know, I did leave them on good terms, so don't burn any bridges. So I'm free spending a month reflecting as I set my sights on this Apple corporate position I'm interested in. And I may drive for Uber Wine Napa if I feel that I need to. But spending time with family, is my priority one, and it's doing me some real good too. So I'm getting back to family, who I am, who I'm all about. But the best thing, the absolute best thing. But I'd have to say the absolute best thing is the time that I get to spend alone by myself. I'm falling back on my cannabis consulting and savings to get by and watching many, 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 many movies. And eating right and doing stuff alone. But being alone is so cost-effective when you're out of work. It's a good way of life, and I love it. I honestly look at couples and think, how exhausting. Narrating your every move. I'm thinking about this. I'm thinking about doing this, maybe. I honestly look at couples and say that. I mean, narrating your every move, my neighbors, all they do is blather to each other about their every thought. Shut up! I barely say a word unless I'm in an interview or visiting friends or playing golf. But I'm telling you, don't say so many words and you'll feel so much better. It's exhausting. I am trying to avoid being a manic crazy nut these days. After I got laid off, to feel good after job hunting, my morning job hunt, I'd go hit balls up at Tilden. So I joined the Tilden Golf Course as a Players Club member, and now I'm hitting 200 to 400 balls every day because I get two free buckets. Large buckets every day, and people leave them when they go play golf. They'll get their two buckets and leave half a large bucket, so I'll hit that too. I was hitting 200 to 400 balls a day for a week, and then I shot 15 holes with a friend before I hurt. And then on the 15th hole, I could tell when I hit this shot and caught the ground, something ripped in my ribs. Like, I could feel it because I broke my ribs before. When a shockwave happens in my rib cage, my ribs crack or break, so something happened in there, lower back ribs. And my adrenaline kicked in, so I didn't feel it for 2 days. So then 2 days later, I feel it, and it sucked. So I rested, and now 2 weeks later, I feel better. I'm not so manic about golf. I played yesterday 18 holes with the Moose, John Higgian. I played in hiking boots, so I had better footing. And after proper rest the day before and I rested today, I'm as strong as ever. What have I learned? I've learned to only hit two buckets maximum a day, and never the day after playing a round of golf. So today was, you know, the day after, I just rested and watched a couple of movies from Netflix. And doing this podcast and cleaned my apartment, you know, my ribs healed in a couple of weeks, and this happened by resting, eating a lot of cannabis edibles, and binge-watching Jessica Jones, Master of None, and Garfunkel & Oates on Netflix. Let me just say that Kristen Ritter, what a vision of gorgeousness. So, moderation. And when the last job went south, I learned I need to own my own business. That's what I got out of the whole experience. I mean, after a crazy meeting, I realized these people had unrealistic expectations of me and that I needed to figure out my own shit fast. So I almost started a business out of spite. But I need to own my own business and schedule, my own schedule. I was a bit lost, but now I know what I'm doing again and what I need to do. I needed time to figure out how to relax, let myself get back to some semblance of mystique. And now I can pepper back in my podcast artist self. See? This is what I'm doing right now. See? I have mystique. I'm playing something close to the vest. But you get to hear what I've been up to and doing and thinking and all my thoughts and my comedic things and whatever. I'm happy that I'm not depressed or manic about anything right now. And I'm glad that when I can feel the manicness coming on, I can stop it. I can see it's coming and stop it. And it feels good to do things for other people so I can focus on that. And that's not manic. That's just fun, right? My secret is that I give myself little things to look forward to. I was watching Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, and Julia Louis-Dreyfus said that, and I realized that's what I've been doing lately, is you give yourself little things, little tiny things to look forward to, not anything major. And give yourself little simple goals and projects to complete, and when you complete them, you know, give yourself a little pat on the back, you know? I focus on that and my diet and exercise, and keep on my meds, cannabis concentrates, cold water hash, edibles. And I have podcasts on the background so my thoughts don't consume me. Because my thoughts start coming a mile a minute, I just throw on a podcast, I can stop those. And music only makes me kind of reflect or remember and kind of bums me out. It really, nowadays, it takes like 3 songs to make me cry. So I kind of stay away from music. But I use it when I'm hitting balls at the golf range or to keep time when I'm hiking. That helps a lot. So I use music when it helps, but I don't really listen to it a lot because honestly it does make me kind of bummed out and reflect, you know. And this month or three is nice to get in some podcast listening, and I'm planning on building, here's another little bomb drop for you, I'm planning on building a tiny house on wheels next summer. I'll keep most info close to the vest, but mystique-wise. And also, I'm currently in the process of working for Apple Corporate. It's in my plan to save about $10,000 by the summer. Always have a plan. And I love it when a plan comes together, right? So if I get it, I'll be doing what I love for a big paycheck. I mean, probably the most money I've ever made. And no blue shirt, wearing my own clothes. It'll be good for me. It's full-time, on my own terms, a man's terms. And I got it through an insider at Apple, and also leaving on good terms got me the sweet gig. You know, always leave on good terms. Here's the Urban Merit Badge lesson of the podcast. Never burn bridges. Just call me Nash Bridges. This won't be the first time I've gone back to a former employer. I hope it works out. So keep your fingers crossed, podcast listeners. And here's my crowdfunding plan. I'm at a crossroads. I'm sick of paying rent in the Bay Area. You know, after being laid off again and still frightened to Uber. So here's my plan. Please donate to this idea if I do a crowdfunding idea. I'm planning on building a tiny house on wheels. You can do a lot of research, you know, online. I'm going to obtain all the materials and put it together myself. If you Google the do-it-yourself project, and the off-the-grid project, you'll see this guy who's done it. I'm going to do a similar one, but different plan. I've done all the research, and I can do this by summer 2016 if I get my shit together, right? So then, after I build it, I'll use it as a mobile classroom, teaching others how to build one. I'll travel to tiny home summer camps and teaching seminars. In my research, it seems like as soon as you build one, people kind of find out about you and you get a bit of fame out of it. So I can handle that. Maybe I'll use it to launch the podcast more. And I'll podcast more with the tiny house updates and post things on YouTube, like, you know, progressions, as a teaching tool. I mean, the housing situation in the Bay Area, I mean, poverty is the only reason why I still live here. And divorce and distraction contributed, but you know, after my divorce 5 years ago, it kind of killed my plans on getting a house. I mean, the down payment was gone. Any savings we had after we split, we lived on. Both of us had to live on it. So me staying here in a rent-controlled apartment that needs work is the only reason I survived during my poverty period at Apple, Inc., the part-time prison. I mean, they're good for a lot of things, but, you know, they keep their retail employees just poor enough to be stuck there. And my fiance dying of cancer 2 years ago kind of sort of killed my future marriage plans. You know, I was planning on traveling to Japan and, you know, saving money there, maybe teaching English so we can come back and have a house. So I kind of need this plan to come together. I'm fine now. I love being by myself and being alone. But the career is not doing it for me anymore. I mean, I hope I get this Apple gig, but I'm sick of applying for jobs, and I'm planning on getting my own business going. I'm 46 years old. I want to own my own house, free of neighbors, and their couple narrations of their lives and their parking fucking bullshit. And there's a guy living on his van on my block for over 2.5 years. He just moves it every time there's a street sweeping day. And on the Fifth Avenue in Oakland behind Laney College, it's lined with people living in Winnebagos. I mean, the only way all have a house, let's face it, the only way all have a house in the Bay Area is through careful husbandry. I don't want to put some women through that. So, I'm lost. I'm kind of grasping for anything. I was going to start a delivery service, medical cannabis delivery service, out of spite. I was manic about that for a while. An online t-shirt business. I actually registered the domain name, a website called hoodiewarrelson.com. I never did anything with it because I was manic and thought of it as my last resort. But, and you know, I've got cheap rent, but I can't sublet. They'd evict me. And I could, but I don't want to put any money in this place. It's fine for me. But if I was going to rent it to somebody, I would have to do some work in the kitchen. I mean, the tile's falling off. It's fine for me. But if I left, they would fix a few things as soon as I left, and they would double the rent. I mean, my deal's okay for me for now, but for how long? Month to month? Landlords will probably want to renovate by next summer. I mean, Uber's moving in downtown. A lot of places are moving from the Bay Area. So gentrification for me is pushing me out soon, I fear. Maybe I'll go on a bus and hit some guy. I mean, jobs and renting are depressing to me. I'm kind of excited to focus on this building my own house thing. I'm too old to take shit from a manager, be the low person on the totem pole. I've done a ton of research, and I've decided I can do this. I can build my own house on wheels, and I'm going to do it. To park on my land, wherever that may be, I'm going to build a house first and worry about getting land or a place to park it later. I plan to work on this to be finished by next summer, let's say summer of 2016. The plan to build a tiny house on wheels, I'll film the process and do a whole YouTube the whole time, the whole thing. I'll live in it and teach others how to do it through future YouTube videos, websites, and workshops. So this is why I decided to do a crowdfunding campaign, which you will hear about launching very soon. I need a small amount of funds. You know, I'll need to get things like an 8x20 trailer or so. This is the foundation for the tiny house on wheels. I mean, used trailers can be used, but what if they've been overloaded in the past? You don't know this. All this is unknown. So any bent axle or framing will happen when you'll notice that when you're building your floor, and then you'll be stuck. So I've seen a lot of YouTube research about this, so I'll need a new one with new tires. And there's a place close by that's doing this just for tiny homes. I'll also need a lot of lumber, the floor, walls, loft, roof, good reclaimed lumber if I can. I'll get most of my stuff at the Habitat for Humanity Reclaim Store. I would love to give to that organization. And I'll need to get solar panels with kits. I plan to be off the grid as much as I can. I'll have it plumbed and wired so I can be on a grid, but when I have to, I'll be able to unplug. I'll also need, you know, appliances, plumbing, kitchen and bath, all the plumbing and wiring. I'm building a functional home to live in, so I'll want to bathe, relieve myself, sit, make food. I'll do a composting toilet if I have to, but I want the whole thing like a home, like flushing. I'll even do a bidet if I need to, but I want the whole thing able to be hooked up to pipes. I'll have to do rent on a build space. I need a safe space to build it and store my supplies. A teardrop lockable trailer will keep tools and supplies tidy on wherever I find, maybe a farm, maybe a friend's backyard, wherever I build it, I'll have to keep it tidy. I have to pay them a little small monthly fee, probably. So, you know, I'll need funds for that. So eventually, I'll need land of my own. I'll use any leftover funds, if any, for a down payment on some rural, woodsy land. I mean, in Clear Lake, they're giving land away. So someplace like that, you know, maybe I'll end up there and maybe doing Uber Napa while I live in my home. Who knows? And I'll do a lot of YouTube videos using all my Apple devices. I'll document the whole process with a website and teach others and show how I'm doing it, what to do, what problems I had. I'm excited to build this tiny house for me, for myself. I'll need donations of between $10 and $2,000. You know, every donation will come with my on-deck circle, free access to all my seminars, all my knowledge, and as soon as I'm finished, I'll help you with your tiny house. If you want to build it, you're on deck. I'll help you next. So all these donations will have perks, but the most of it is you have access to my knowledge about all this and all my research. So I'll build this tiny house next year, purchase land in the rural Bay Area community where I can still park my car and drive to my tiny house whenever I need to, and then, you know, get to my job or wherever my business is, you know, and then maybe if I have land, I'll park my house on there and maybe rent space on my property to another tiny house tenant. Who knows? So please help me secure my future in California. I'd like to be living in it by next summer. So stay tuned for more info, and thanks for listening to my proposal. Please donate. Seriously. I seriously plan to launch this crowdfunding campaign to build my tiny house on wheels. So stay tuned to find out more. In another news, I've been in touch with friend of the podcaster, Gregory Coates Piper. A few texts back and forth. He's in a new band. He's doing well. Hope he's doing well since his father passed away. That was a hard time for me. I was unable to get time off or rent a car to visit, and I won't let myself get in that bind ever again. I'm stoked for his new band. I was doing my own stuff and couldn't really make it down for the service, and now that I'm in a better position to handle a friend emergency, and I learned that I needed to step up my game. You know, that's what I got from that is, what am I doing? I can't even go down for a thing. I mean, I got to step it up. So I stepped up my game, did my car research, and now I'm a man with a car that can travel to help a friend if he wants to. So thanks, Greg. I apologize, but I learned a lot, and I'm a better man now. I'll see you soon for holidays, and we can do a podcast. Well, friends, my disciples of mayhem, I hope that you're having a good end of the year. I trust that you've achieved everything you wanted to and it was part of your plan, and that you're doing things to make next year a better year. So that's a wrap on the Anthony Lindsay Sessions podcast number 95. Woo! Solo podcast. Many thanks to Amazon.com. Please click through the website AnthonyLindsayPodcast.com and click through the Amazon banner and then buy something. Do this at your work computer and bookmark it. I get a slight beak wetting when you click, and this podcast session number 95 is definitely supported by Amazon.com. Super duper thanks to original music by Gregory Coates Piper of Horse Pucky, Supernatural, and Terra Firma. Thanks to producer, engineer, editor, comedian, and host, Anthony Lindsay. This is Anthony Lindsay for Gregory Coates Piper and Amazon saying, keep moving.
I just ran out of bullshit. Shit. I don't know the way to say it, except that I just ran out of bullshit. Bullshit.
He's saying that life is like bullshit, and it is. So what are you screaming about?
You have been listening and enjoying the Anthony Lindsay Sessions Podcast. Podcast Sessions, building to Mondays and Fridays on iTunes and Stitcher. Thanks for listening.
Keep moving.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it. How do you feel?
What you give is what you get, and life is a drink, and you get drunk when you're young. So I just want to take this time to wish all my listeners out there in podcast land a very, very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And whatever holiday you choose to celebrate, please enjoy it, be with family and friends, and keep moving. Thank you. Enjoy life and keep moving!
I just ran out of bullshit. Shit.
AnthonyLindsayPodcast.com.
As pointed out by Anthony Lindsay.
Genius. He's like, so what do you guys talk about? I'm like, well, the shit we talk about is a podcast. Like, we just had a podcast.
Keep moving.